Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, he's back in the building, Jeff Hayden. Yep. Former member of the Minnesota Senate. In studio. We always love having Jeff in studio. We can talk to Jeff about anything. We can talk to him about politics. We can talk to him about hip-hop. We can talk to him about sports.
Yeah.
We can talk to him about anything.
That's right.
And he's back here with us for the next couple of segments. First off, thanks for coming down again and hanging out with us, man, and making the show a good show. I want to start with the news of the day with regards to Vance Belter pleading not guilty to the federal charges in connection with the political shootings of Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark John Hoffman, and his wife, Yvette. We haven't really talked, I don't think, that much since all of that transpired. But I guess the first thing that I want to say, ask you about is, because the moment that it happened, and then the weeks leading after, we heard the rhetoric, let's calm and let's lower the temperature. Do you think that the temperature is being lowered? And the reason why I ask it in that way is because we still are mourning. Mm-hmm. We are still traumatized mm-hmm. that could even happen in the first mm-hmm. place. And to me, and people have every right to disagree with me.
Right.
I don't think that the people that typically are fostering the hostility politically are those that identify on the left. It's typically other people. Now, I'm not saying that nobody on the left has ever not done anything. That's not my point. But typically, we have seen people from far right fringes or groups that have wanted to get into a place of being super angry. Do you think that we are calming some of that conversation down some?
Well, it's really, really hard to say. I mean, I immediately after the shootings that the next week I do some, Almanac and those kind of shows. I do some shows with a friend of this radio station, Tom Hauser, at Issue. So I was there with Representative Walter Hudson, who's known to be kind of a firebrand right-wing Republican. I think he might have a YouTube show. I'm not shouting it out. I just want to say, you know, as a person, as a former member and a current lobbyist, you know, you run into people. And so we that day agreed that we needed to tone down the rhetoric. That doesn't mean that you still can't say what you feel and articulate your point of view if you think things are wrong. But the idea that the rhetoric is high, and especially elected officials and then those in our business talking heads, like we're at the top of society. People are listening to us, and often that's where they're getting their information, or frankly, that's who they follow. And if you're misbehaving, right, if you're inciting violence, if you're, you know, if you're getting people revved up, it does have an effect on people. Was, you know, this guy just a lone person who had a crazy ideology. It appears to be so because, you know, he kind of virtually admitted to the thing. And we see it on TV. Senator Hoffman and his wife Yvette are still, they're not only living, but they are recuperating. John could even be listening to this. Or Yvette could be listening to this show as we speak. They know what they saw and heard.
Yep.
So there obviously is some manifesto, something that he wants to get out in the public while he's saying no. So let me say this. I would say that I think that in politics and in life, people's memories get really short. So I think that these conversations are really important. I think at the moment, people were like, whoa, we got to take this down, especially locally, right? I have at my firm, one of my colleagues her husband happened to work for the speaker. I found out really early that there had been an incident, not to the amount of the devastation.
Yeah.
So I'm talking 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, where most people were still sleeping. We had gotten a text saying, "Hey, be careful," or "Hey, there's an incident." To the extent that my own family wouldn't even let me, though I don't think I was on any list or any manifesto, they were worried about me going to do my normal Costco Saturday honey-do runs. They really, like my daughter really, really wanted me to stay home. People were really worried about what's going on. So let me get to this. I think that the far left and the far right both have to mind their P's and Q's. The far right seems to be a lot more loud, especially around Second Amendment rights would involve firearms and things of that nature. But the far left often, you know, the other day, you know, a group of folks went to a county commissioner's office, Irene Fernando,
yep,
you know, in protest. And frankly, I know these folks. And I don't want to overstate it, but Commissioner Fernando has been pushing for the HERC, which is the garbage burner right next to the Twin Station. We're familiar with that, for it to, you know, shut down because of its proximity to North Minneapolis and vulnerable people. And so she had been leading, you know, the charge to figure that out. Now, that's a Herculean task to figure out, well, if you don't put your garbage there, where you push it, and I won't get you into the policy of where that goes. It's got to go somewhere. But people going to her house, first of all, is out of line. Secondly,
I've stated that numerous times.
She was on the right side of where I think that these folks wanted to be. Those are far left people. So yep. I just want to make sure
yep.
that I think that both fringes, when you start to take matters into your own hands, going to protest down at the Hennepin County Government Center, even at the state capitol, as long as you're not sneaking in, going to, you know, sleep in Bobby Champion's chair and all that kind of stuff is kind of crazy. But being able to demonstrate your First Amendment rights, everybody's okay with that. But these are normal people, too. And what I worry about is the one thing I know I did is I went and got a higher level of security on my house, right? Other people have decided to go get their consent, you know, their conceal and carry. What I worry about is people thinking that that's the old thing, the okay thing to do. And the elected official or other person on the other side may feel like that they have to defend themselves and we get a tragedy the other way.
100% agree with you. And I'm glad that you brought up that incident because I have been saying this for several years. We have every right to protest, and clearly, as an African American man in this country,
that's right.
I believe in protest.
That's right.
I protested freshman year at Morehouse,
that's right.
and protested a few more times after freshman
yeah,
year.
Well,
bottom line
Morehouse
is this:
University is at the core of black men.
We gonna be on it.
That's right.
We gonna be on it.
The legacy of Martin King and others. Right?
Yes, but don't go to people's homes.
No,
like leave that alone. And I said this: I'm not a fan of Bob Crow.
No.
But leave Bob Kroll and Liz Collins home alone.
Representative John Thompson.
I said that back then.
We're wrong.
Yes.
I'll say it now. I'll say it to his face. I'll say it to them.
I said it then too.
I said it on community radio. They were wrong. They were absolutely wrong. And we have to say that loud and clear. As a matter of fact, I was targeted and someone said that they were going to come to my house. And I said, well, tell them to wait till 6 because I was going to put on a big barbecue and bring in some of the homies. And then we were going to see, and nobody showed up, but I ended up spending $100 on a barbecue that only my homies showed up, and they were ready to do that every day. But you get where I'm going
yes.
with this, right?
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Well, let me ask you this, okay? Because when we talk about your background and the success that you have had, you know, you were in the Minnesota House of Representatives.
Yeah.
You were in the Minnesota Senate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big stories over the course of the last week has been about security.
Yes.
at the state capitol and all that.
Yeah.
In all of your years in politics, did you ever once feel unsafe there?
You know, I personally never felt unsafe. I'd gotten contacted some years ago by the FBI that they had caught somebody unrelated to politics, and when they went through his stuff, he had a manifesto and my name was on it. But it wasn't related, but they weren't going for him because of that. He was doing something else nefarious, and that's what they said. So I got a call. I remember I was in Memphis on a trip, and I got a call from the FBI. I didn't know what that was all about. I actually think that things have gotten worse. I remember there was a gun rights hearing in which a whole bunch of Second Amendment folks and gun rights folks showed up, and they were, you know, conceal and carry. They were, and I went in there and was talking to them, right? Because I wanted to know where they were coming from. And I remember my aide at the time, Liz, was terrified, and I wasn't. Now, I don't know if that was naivete or there was a different. I wouldn't do that today, right? I wouldn't do that as it is ramped up over the last 15 years. But in my first couple of years, I never was intimidated by sitting down and having a conversation with someone who felt different than me.
Agreed.
If I was in the legislature now, I know I wouldn't do that same thing, because I don't know that we have layered a mindset for people where it's a little more wild, wild west. It's a little more frontier justice than civil disobedience or having a critical conversation about something we disagree on.
Yeah, I just it's you know, we're living during some times where there are a lot of people that are troubled, man.
Yeah.
To think that could even have happened to the Hortman family.
Yeah.
Is
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I served with the speaker. I knew her, you know, husband a bit. I served a lot, almost every single year in the Senate with John, and we were on the same committees. And so it's unimaginable to see that I golfed in a golf tournament. You know, many people know I like to golf. Don't do it very well, but I like to go out there and went out to Edinburgh.
Chuck Barkley.
Yeah, exactly. Went out to Edinburgh and saw the fence around the former speaker's house. And and what got me there was the grill. There was a Weber grill. And so you could almost see. Because the last time I was there, ironically, it was Senator Hoffman's fundraiser, and she was serving us lemonade. She lived on like the 16th hole, and she was serving us lemonade at that fundraiser. So that all came rushing back. I knew him. I knew what happened. It could have been me. And these were regular, ordinary, extraordinary people who wanted to go and serve the legislature because they wanted to make the world a much better place, and for them to be a shot at, maimed, hurt, and assassinated.
No longer
is
with
unbelievable.
Us.
And I'll say this. I know as Minnesotans, we like to think of ourselves, and your audience probably get it, as Mayberry, or we're living in some, you know, kind of place where you can keep your doors unlocked. All the innocence is gone. You know what I mean? We are living in a big city. We should make sure that we take care of ourselves. And we should really try to have conversations that are much more civil and not, hopefully not drive people to taking matters in their own hands.
Let's take a quick break. Jeff Hayden in studio. I got a couple of national things that I want to throw his way. We get to that next here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, another final, I guess, nugget with regards to the Hortman's assassination, that I don't care what side of the political spectrum you are, it is beyond disappointing to me, and in my words, in my feelings, is disrespectful. I cannot believe that Donald Trump did not make a phone call. Like we can sit here and we can have a feeling about how we view people politically, but to not call?
Yeah, I mean, the lack of humanity in that, and I try to stay, you know, a little clear of that, but the inability to call and just say we're sorry, that the nation's behind you. I mean, we do that anywhere.
Anywhere.
On any party or on any national disaster, for the president to not call. I think the vice president might have called the governor, but for the president not to call. I mean, the former president, the one that nobody said had the cognitive ability to run the country, he called. He showed up. He kneeled down. The former vice president did. I think that that's really important. I think it's indicative of where we're at, and that's this part about caring about each other as human beings, even if we came up differently, different parties, or we have some serious issues with each other. I don't wish that on anybody in any party under any circumstance.
Unacceptable. In Texas, Texas has been in the news for a while because of the state's new proposed congressional map.
Yes.
Donald Trump said this past Tuesday Republicans were, quote, entitled, which, interesting, entitled to 5 more seats. How concerned are you over this whole gerrymandering situation with the redistricting?
Yeah, it's a longstanding thing. I'll tell you two things. The countermeasure to that is Gavin Newsom said if he's going to play that game in Texas, he's going to play that game
in California.
I think that's the worst possible way of governing that you have. I get Governor Newsom's threat to retaliate because he wants to even the score in that what they're doing in Texas. You know, they're going to split Jasmine Crockett, you know, who's been pretty harsh critic of the president and the Republican Party, split her into 4 or 5. They would call it cracking or packing. So they're either going to crack your district or they're going to pack everybody into one. Either way, it has the same effect. What I'm more concerned about is constitutionally every 10 years we do the census, and then we usually drive our data off of that, how the congressional seats look and how many you get and reapportionment. And he wants to do that after 5 years as a way to try to keep himself and his party involved. I think that is something we've been seeing, but that is a real threat to the way in which we do things. That gets to this permanent, you know, party system where people don't really have a chance in order. If you agree that people aren't going to change, that one Republican is going to stay a Republican, I think that there's some ways in which Republicans and Democrats can have a conversation and get a little further in the middle. But as it stands, the idea that they're going to split up these districts in Texas to create 5 more Republican districts and California is going to do the opposite, I think that gets us into a dangerous arms war, if you will.
I agree with you, and you mentioned it too, because it has happened in other states before. Yeah. And let's be honest, there's been times where Democrats have benefited from that.
That's right.
We totally so I get all that, but this is where I'm at with politics, okay, with Democrats and Republicans, and I just because I'm kind of a little bit I'm cut from a different cloth. I am all for us all because we're all in this thing together.
That's right.
We should always want better for each other.
That's right.
Not for just me, for we. But we have a group that is destroying the democracy that we all cherish. When they view the Constitution and don't value it in the same way that we've always valued it, right? And we can debate that. To me, I am a person that says, let's fight fire with fire. I'm not with this being nice to people that's being ugly to me.
Right.
I don't play those games.
Right.
I'm cut from the cloth of, and look, I'm a Morehouse man.
Right.
But in today's America, and even years ago, I got more Malcolm in me than Martin.
Right.
And
right.
Martin's a Morehouse man.
Right.
So
right.
I think that right now, and I'm not saying that Democrats need to be violent or they need to be overly aggressive or anything. I'm not saying anything about none of that. But they have to be more proactive about and also strategic on how they deal with a lot of the crap that they're dealing with, that Americans are dealing with, that they felt like they didn't vote for. Because there's a lot of stuff that people are dealing with right now, and they're like, hold on, I didn't, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, I think the word out of everything you just said was strategic. The model that the Trump administration seems to be using, and, you know, it jumps off on your watches or your phone, like every 5 minutes it looks like I get another idea. Oh, Trump put the tariff on. He took it off. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. He's going to crack Texas. He's going to. So what happens is you start trying to chase all those things down, and it's a bait and switch, right? It's like, make, you know, I got some homies along the way, not, you know, that I just happen to know, when they go into a store and they were trying to take some stuff, they create a ruckus on one side of the store and then rob the other side of the store. I've never done that, Henry, but I just heard that could be a strategy, in order to do things. Like, people that, there seems to be a lot of that. What I think we have to understand, and what I tell my clients and how I talk about it, what are your values? What are the 5, 6, 8, 10 things that you really care about? If it's the economy relative to grocery, you know, prices, if it's about, you know, making sure that the lines, whatever those things are, if it's about defense spending or the budget, I mean, the idea that we just cut the big, beautiful bill, just added $3.5 trillion to the deficit, and Barack Obama was getting beat over the head by not reducing the deficit by the same people, tells you the bait and switch is on. Right? Like they're moving it. They're moving the dial. The way that you have to do it is you have to have a compass. You have to have a lighthouse. You have to know where you're going and what you care about. Some of that stuff, you're just not going to have to fight.
Yep.
Some of that stuff you just lay, and it usually goes away. So what Democrats have to do is not do the scattershot approach and chase the president or chase the Republicans everywhere they go. Stay focused. And when you see, like, for instance, the education money that he cut off, Democrats went after that. They were clear. The courts went after that. But it was Republican senators that their states were going to be hurt that got that thing won, right? So the idea is that if you cut Head Start, you don't cut it our friend Rico Alexander Pike at Head Start, who we know
very well,
right? But you're also cutting Billy Bob in Tennessee and Joe Bob in West Virginia too. So you have to really try to be strategic and figure that out. And there are some things that are partisan, but there's some things that are universal. And I try to stay on the situation. For instance, Section 8, right? That's a rent subsidy program. It's got kind of a bad reputation, but it's for people with low income and they get their rent subsidized. That's one part of it. And so people will go after that saying those poor people need to work, but there's a landlord on the other side of that who's getting that check every day. And if he's not going to get that check and that person hasn't been able to find a job to pay the rent, he's
going to
suffer. See, we got to look at this a little bit in the reverse, right? And who the farm subsidies, the SNAP program, which is the food stamps, right? The SNAP program benefits farmers more than they benefit anybody else. It benefits grocery stores. Like on the 1st and the 15th of the month or whatever those benefits come out, people are going right there and they're buying every $300 and $400 worth of groceries. They're not doing what we do, buy a week's worth here and there, shop around. Yep. They're going to that grocery store in their community and they're buying it. I happened to have been on that committee and I was going to do something a little bit with the formula, and the Grocers Association came in and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. So we got to think about this a little bit, that there's an economic impact to grocers and farmers and landlords and people who receive those benefits as much as they are for. Last thing I'll say on this one really quick, as I said it everywhere I go, we got to stop the fraud. That's on us. That's on Democrats largely, especially in this town. We got to get under that. We got to put some rules in place. We don't need to go so far that we don't help anybody. But the mess for Democrats, I mean, just be clear, as a Democrat, my criticism to Democrats are they have not dug in enough to ensure that when the money goes out the door, it goes to the right folks.
Preach.
I just need to say that.
Preach. Preach. 100%. I agree with you 100%. Real quickly, last thing nationally, and this is just a quick, your opinion.
Yeah.
Is the Epstein file stuff going away?
No. It's kids. It's the one thing. I've been watching Republicans. They seem to let everything else go. If you're an adulterer, yeah, we'll pray it. You know, you're an evangelical. You know, I mean, I'm a Martin Luther King Baptist. You know, we pray. We ask God for forgiveness. But there are things that I believe that people have a hard time doing. And the Epstein thing was about kids. It was about young people. And just like you saw here, Senator Eichhorn, who got caught soliciting out in Bloomington, what he thought was a 17-year-old, and they got rid of him quick, fast, in a hurry, right? I think that that is the danger, and I think that they want to get to the bottom of it because I think that that is their bright line. I'm talking about Republicans.
But they ain't going to release it. That's the thing.
Well, we'll see. But if they don't, then they have to go back to their
They're
going to
do everything they can do to go around it, redact so much. I just don't see it.
But they got to go back to their districts, and they got to go back to their churches.
And tell their people.
And they got to tell their people why they didn't fight for.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. All right, that's Jeff Hayden joining us in studio, man. Great as always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.